Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame. Come on in, take a seat. This won't take but 5 minutes. This is your weekly 5-minute preview of the bare minimum you need to know before this weekend's game. That's the kind of podcast we are, folks. Always here to help you sound more intelligent at your tailgates and parties. First things first, shout out to our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, our first responders, frontline workers, and all the essential workers. And hey, if you have any family or friends who are Browns fans and are currently deployed, hit our DM so we can start giving some actual real name shout outs here. Side note, OBJ signed with the Los Angeles Rams this week, citing a desire to be first in line to get tickets for the Browns game there in February, allegedly. Also, congrats once again to our guys Wyatt and Joel for signing extensions this past week, keeping our monster O-line together for the foreseeable future. Now let's head on over to Berea to hear a few separate quotes from Stefanski's press conference yesterday.
Okay, big challenge this week, going on the road up to Foxborough. Going to be a beautiful day. Good week of practice, good week of preparation. We're going to have to certainly play our best to try and get a win up there. We will not have Nick or Dimitrik for this game. It's going to be a big challenge. It's a very physical offensive line. They chip a lot in the third downs. They're talented. The quarterback gets the ball out of his hands. We're going to see a bunch of different protections. So it's a huge challenge, really, in both sides of the ball up front. They have 16 takeaways. They have 14 giveaways. They're very, very ball aware in their defensive backfield. J.C. Jackson has 5 already this season. And they play a ton of man, which is rare. Typically, you see zone corners getting a lot of interceptions. He's getting interceptions playing man, which means he's sticky and he makes great plays on the ball, really across their defensive secondary. I just think it's a ball hawking type of defense.
The Cleveland Browns are traveling to Boston, Foxborough to be exact, to take on the New England Patriots at 1 p.m. Sunday on CBS. We do not have Jim Nance or Tony Romo this week after 2 weeks straight, and I'd like to officially announce the Nance-Romo jinx on Cleveland is officially dead and buried. The Patriots, led by legendary coach Bill Belichick, are 5-4 on the season, their last game being last Sunday's demolishing of the Carolina Panthers. Please don't be the one person at every bar or party tomorrow who will ask where Tom Brady is. Rookie quarterback Mac Jones is off to the strongest start of all rookie QBs this year, completing 68% of his passes, 10 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. After losing pretty much all their running backs to injuries, Damian Harris has been lighting it up on the ground for the Pats, currently with 7 touchdowns this season. Now, he didn't practice all week due to a concussion, but isn't ruled out for tomorrow as of this recording. Tight end Hunter Henry is leading the team with 5 receiving touchdowns, with Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar next with 2 each. On the other side of the ball, linebacker Matt Judon has been terrorizing opposing quarterbacks all season with 9 sacks, and J.C. Jackson has been an absolute freak in the secondary this year, currently leading the league in total interceptions over the last 4 seasons with 22. As for injuries, Tack McKinley is out with a groin injury. Greedy is listed as questionable with that shoulder injury from last Sunday, and you obviously already know that Chubb and Felton are out due to COVID. For the Pats, Jamie Collins is listed as doubtful. Some good news, though, JOK and MJ Stewart were activated off IR, but still TBD on their status for tomorrow. From the Dogs of War weather room, Sunday's forecast at Gillette Stadium calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 51 degrees. From the Dogs of War sportsbook, the Browns are currently 2-point dogs tomorrow with the over-under set at 45. The Browns are 5-4 this season against the spread. The Browns have lost their last 3 games against the Patriots, and I don't think we've won in Foxborough since like 92, so you all know what time it is. Brothers and sisters of the Muni Lot and Browns Nation, this has been another Dogs of War pregame. Thank you for listening. See you on the other side. Go Browns.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.